Blog Talk Radio.
I don't know what's waiting on me in the future. I just don't know. I don't know what I'll be doing 10 years from now. I just don't know. But I believe that I'll be singing or teaching God's holy word. Oh, it's in my heart. Dark and dreary, I can't hardly find my way. Sometimes my burdens get so heavy that I can't stop having sleepless nights and lonely days. But I believe that if I keep holding on, God is gonna comfort me and keep me strong. Cause it's in my heart.
It's in my heart.
Yes, it is. It's way down on the inside.
It's in my heart.
Oh, Lord. God planted
His love. It's in my heart.
Yes, it is. He put it down in my heart.
It's in my heart.
Come on, baby.
Listen.
Now, I've been singing for a long time. I'm not gonna give up. Said I got a made up mind. Yeah, I've been lied on, mistreated by my so-called friends. But if I had another chance, I'd do it all again. It's in my heart. Oh yeah, got it down in my. Wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute.
It's in my heart.
Father,
it's in my heart.
I just want you to know I'm not doing this for shape, form, or fashion. I just want you to know down in my heart the reason I'm here tonight. Cause it's in my heart, and I want you to know. I want you to know. Mama and Daddy, when I was a little boy, Mama and Daddy raised us up in the church. They didn't send us to Texas; they took us to church. Can I get a witness out there? And if we got to the church house and act like we didn't want to go in, Mama would catch me in the collar and she'd drug. Mama and Daddy drug us to church house. I wish I had a witness out there and just planted it in my heart. Oh, yeah. Good Lord. It's in my heart. Many times we didn't get paid, y'all, but I kept on singing anyway because I had it in my heart. Can I get a one witness? Can I get a one witness? Deep down in my heart, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, well, wait a minute, I'm not through yet. Y'all act like y'all don't know what we're doing up here. You got it?
It's in my heart.
Oh, yeah.
It's in my heart.
somebody asked me just the other day, say, "Harlan, how can you shake a person's hand and you know they don't like you?" I told him, "The reason I do it is in my heart. I got a phone call not too long ago. Somebody said, 'Harlan, how can you leave your family and go sing all the time?'" I told him, "I love my family.
Oh, yeah.
I love my family.
Yes, I do.
I love my family.
Oh, my.
But the reason I'm doing it, there's a reason I'm doing it,
there's a reason you're doing it,
'cause it's in my heart. I got to love my enemies.
Yes, yes.
I got to love my friends. And whenever you see me, I'll be loved.
Once again, this is Nathan, live from Orangeburg, South Carolina. I was looking to put somebody on the spot. I apologize for all the technical difficulties that we are having this afternoon, but when you have a deliverance spirit, the enemy is going to show up. And he definitely, after we had that week, people got delivered this afternoon. God sure moved in a mighty way. That's what occurred today at 5 o'clock. We had this visit service out on the old Columbia Road, and it was a powerful deliverance. And after that, the enemy attacked again. It didn't take him long to try to stop things from God already putting in place. But besides that, we're gonna go on. I don't think Ruth's gonna make it in tonight. She came down to the deliverance service, and the woman was just awesome. Her and her husband just moved in a mighty way. Some people, they prayed for some people. Some people got delivered. They gave a great message. I tell you, you had to be there. That's one of the current events that happened on this day. And I don't think they made it back to Columbia yet. If they did, they still flying in the Holy Spirit. So we got to let Ruth pass tonight. But I'm going to go on, because we're going to continue to have this show because it's a blessing to people. She got the information that she wanted to give out tonight, and I know that if she would have made it home meantime, she would have had her little set together. I just walked in the door. So you know we have a great delivery service tonight. On last Sunday, God had me out in Bowling Town, Brother Bookard, and oh, man, Lord God, it moved out there on last Sunday. God just sending me in these worship houses, and God is just planting and opening a new door for people. And that's what it's all about, my friends, my Christian brothers and sisters. It's about the moving of God. And what we try to do here on Sunday night at 10:30 is get you all your information out, where we're going to be next, and what's going on. But here in Bowling Town on last Sunday, I tried to get them in. I tried to get their pictures downloaded. I couldn't do that. But I'm going to get them back next week. There was just so much going on this week. But God is moving in a mighty way. If you have any type of current event that you got going on, anything you promoting, let us know. We'll put you on the air on Sunday night at 10:30. Let Ruth know. She got it out there for you to contact her. During the course of the reading, let us know what's going on. We're not going to be on the air long tonight, but we're going to move in the spirit that God has moved all day long. I tell you, I'm still high in the spirit. God shall move. Some people came, and some people got delivered. Some people delivered people. Oh, you should have been there today. You should have been there. You just had to be in the house. It was a powerful move of God. I thank God for what he has done. I thank God for last Sunday. He was out there with Brother Brooker at their church. And what they did last Sunday, they gave appreciation to the people that was really doing a great work in the church. And, you know, I say to myself, you know, that's when we should give it to people while they're still living. while they're still operating, they can really appreciate it. And we thank God for that, too. So, if no further ado, we don't spend a couple minutes on the line tonight. I don't have the information to give to you tonight that Ruth had, but I know she's still traveling back to London because, she was in the spirit tonight, y'all. Y'all had to bend there, the woman of God and her husband will be in a mighty way tonight. They've been blessed on top of blessing. Basically, coming back. I know the man of God coming back to live on that. All he got to do is just call up or step in. I don't care how he do it. Just get back to the house and let him speak from the word of God. That's his meaning. His meaning. What we're going to do now, I'm going to give you this way out there. What we are planning to do in the next couple of weeks, we are moving mobile. Brother Hampton and Zanis Hampton and Pastor Shuler and I, Nathan on the spot, going to be setting up in certain areas of Orangeburg, South Carolina for the first mobile ministry. We're going to set up in a neighborhood and we're going to minister to the people. We're going to hand out tracts, whatever they want to talk about. Let's just talk about things in general. We're not going to try to beat you up or tell you where you need to be and where you want to go. All we're going to do is just have a nice conversation and give you some tracks and give you some information. Now, not for further ado, this week, because we had a delivery service tonight, you should have been there. We got to cut it short for tonight, but we'll be back next week with a full agenda. But we don't want to close this segment out. We want to keep it moving because God has put it in place to give you information. So we're going to give it information to you. Thank God for you. Thank you for listening to this segment tonight. And we're going to close out with the song that was on high today. In my heart, and only in my heart, do God's will to this place. And I'm asking him for one thing to do for me. I'm not looking back. I'm going forward. And all I want him to do is order my steps in the law. Thank y'all. Good night.